Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. Former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer has appeared in an Australian court for the first time. She is facing 74 child sexual abuse charges. Ms. Leifer arrived in Melbourne last night after being extradited from Israel, where she's lived for nearly 13 years. The 54-year-old is accused of abusing three sisters in the 2000s while headmistress of the Orthodox Adas Israel School in Melbourne. She appeared in Melbourne Magistrates Court via video link today. She will remain in custody and appear again on the 9th of April. Ms. Leifer has always denied the accusations. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says fully reopening the border with New South Wales will help boost tourism. Queensland has been closed to travellers from 35 local government areas in Sydney, Wollongong and the Blue Mountains since December.
I know it's been very tough on families, especially with the closure of the Greater Sydney area. But now's the time for families and friends to be reunited. The 1st of February gives some certainty around planning.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he hopes to ease border restrictions with New South Wales tomorrow.
The exact status of Cumberland and potentially one other local government area, I can't comment on that, but I'd hope to have by the end of tomorrow no red zones in New South Wales, a much larger green zone.
Australian researchers say New Zealand has managed the COVID-19 pandemic more effectively than any other country in the world. The Lowy Institute analysed the coronavirus response of 98 countries in the 36 weeks following their 100th confirmed case. It has ranked New Zealand first in the world, followed by Vietnam in second place, Taiwan in third, and Thailand in fourth. Australia is ranked eighth. The United States government says 90,000 more people are expected to die from COVID-19 in the next 4 weeks. The administration of President Joe Biden has held its first televised briefing on the pandemic. Experts explained how they would improve vaccines delivery. A Polish constitutional court verdict restricting access to abortion has come into effect. It's been 3 months since the decision sparked nationwide protests. The constitutional court ruled termination of pregnancies due to fetal defects should be banned. That was the most common of the few legal grounds for abortion in the country. Abortions are now only permitted in cases of rape and incest and when the mother's life or health is endangered. In football, Matilda's captain Sam Kerr has helped English team Chelsea set a women's Super League record of 32 matches unbeaten. Chelsea beat Aston Villa 4-0. Kerr scored 2 of the winning goals. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.